солдан таяк жаспала.
Does Kazakhstan and the Kazakh people borrow much from having China and Russia next door?
Yeah, you know, Kazakhstan is huge territory, as I said, and part of Kazakhstan, north part, they live, they're very close to Russia, and they have a lot of Russian traditions and so on and so on. At the same time, south of Kazakhstan, they're close to Uzbekistan, to, you know, to China, to all these. Some of them, they look like Chinese people. Some of them, they look like European people, you know, completely different races. And that's interesting that they are together. They're together all the time, the same language, you know, the same, some different traditions, but in a way, it's a very interesting culture. Of course, it's nomad culture, first of all, because they are nomads and they are shepherds still, not all of them, because, of course, most of population, they live in cities.
In Tulpan, you do really point out that the lead character, Asa, is kind of like a city kid who wants to live in the country.
He's such a character who understands that it's not easy to live in a city as well if you don't have any particular occupation, and you have to survive everywhere to find a job, to rent flat, and so on. And that's why his idea is to build, to settle in the steppe, to be a shepherd, because his dream is to build, you know, to settle farm there. It's a stupid idea in a way, because it's in the steppe, it's quite difficult. That's why he looks like a kid sometimes. At the same time, it's very general, you know, a very basic wish, you know, to and motivation to build something and to settle life, to be happy, to find wife, you know, to have family. It's very universal things and very understandable. We have to understand that Kazakh people, the nomad, they are nomads, and steppe is like their heart, you know.
Our indigenous Australians have the same sort of close feeling to the land.
I feel this. This feeling of huge, huge territory is important for, you know, for soul, because it's very, it's strange. It's a strange place. Very, it looks like very uninteresting and very empty. But at the same time, when you are there, you understand it's a very important place to be, you know, because you, when you're there, you catch, you feel this balance, inner balance, because you feel you have very strong connection to nature, and you understand that you're just a human being, but not owner of nature, and you understand you're part of nature, and nature is so strong, and you feel immediately you feel balance. You understand you are depending on moon, you are depending on sun, wind, and everything.
Tulpan has won many, many awards across the world. How do you feel that the Kazakh people, the steppe, how has that touched all of these film audiences? What do they see in your film?
It's interesting because we have indeed a lot of prizes and great warm reception everywhere. First of all, people feel that this main character, he doesn't look for them like the guy from another planet. Despite this exotic life, film, a lot of animals, all this life looks like exotic. But he looks like ordinary guy. People everywhere, it's very funny, everywhere. I travel a lot. I saw a reaction of Indian people, for example, in Goa, in America, in Canada, in many countries, Japan, you know, many, many countries in Europe. And it's interesting that I just see different faces, but the same reaction, you know. They understand motivations immediately.
Astana di! Yes, Kazakhstan!